Enoch. At Cascade Park, where he'd busted a street lamp once, my friend John declared, "I am Enoch reborn." And it wasn't the weed or the bottle of Seagram's that caused him to turn away from what he'd been before, but conviction, and the way his father's belt rose hillsides over his back. After that, his voice no longer lilted or grappled with doubt. He came and went with the urgency of a sailing stone, then disappeared. Later, I heard he'd moved back to Sparks, with his folks and a sister who loved to pray in that showy way bigots often do. I often wondered if, like wind does to clean linen on the line, she'd smothered him or his father, or whether he'd ascended, all bones and crew cut, frail as chicken wire, to the heaven he'd never known except in brief flashes of sodium light. Years later, when I gave my son a parrot for his birthday, I told him about John, how I had a friend when I was young, who learned not to be afraid by giving himself a name and took the only thing willing to be claimed. He became an architect or custodian or roustabout, who knows, it didn't matter because he was his own. And my young son, understanding already how much love sometimes blinds as much as it illuminates, very clearly, in the way only innocence can, said, "I'll leave you too, eventually."